So, Cass.
Here we are. Topic of discussion. Currently, deceit and dishonesty, disloyalty, in relationships. Be it, you know what I'm saying? Your girlfriend, your best friend. Yeah. But nonetheless, it is the opposite sex. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm not in the studio doing this cast, so we're here on the stage right now. I just walked out the den. Live, full effect. Out in a beautiful day in North Texas. Sorry, Texas, dog barking. Beautiful community, neighborhood that I live in. Alright, now. So, we got some new intriguing developments when it comes to the Solo Chronicles. Now, so I was told that something, how the fuck does the saying go? If something like this, if it's coincidentally happens to be coincidence, if a coincidence happens to operate every single coincidence, right? Alright, so. Now, me and Lo, we on a lovely day, tipping it, and I guess we're at the good mark right now. We're cool, coke aesthetic, you know what I'm saying? I love you, we're in the hey, bae phase right now. Instead of I fucking hate you, you bitch. I'm cool, let me take that back, because I don't really get down like that. I ain't never told her I hate her, or she's a bitch. None of that shit. Okay. So. Had to actually, I'm walking back to the convenience store, I had to walk up here and get my blunt. Yeah.
So,
yesterday comes around. I'm having a real, real bad day, happy wise. I'm like, fuck going to work.
Time to go through.
Alright. So, can't fuck work. Backing into my black ass in there and making damn doctor's note. Right now, I'll be to work. She's starting in a couple hours.
So,
as I'm preparing not to go to work, I know that they're awesome. I'm always at work. Talking to Lauren. And it's just this little side shit, like, that I tend to pick up on, and like it'd be like a little side note that you can tell that's gonna lead to the big motherfucking kaboom. Alright? Now, make sure I ain't going to work. Ask her, you know what I'm saying? Doctor's note, email me that format, okay? And if she ain't going to work, she gets with them going to work. I'm like, damn, I'm missing something about needing some help with my printer. Okay. And she's like, yeah, if I was there, I should help you with that. I actually stopped. Apparently, she just woke up, she took a shot, she washed ass, right? So, her day's beginning. I have a new beginning of a day as to be I ain't going to work. So, I don't ever have a Saturday off. But shit, and it's a beautiful day outside. So boom, I take note right then and there. You know what I'm saying? I probably go see this bitch today. So look up. Shit, it's about 10 o'clock. I ain't heard a peep from the bitch. And 10 o'clock turns in, 2 in the morning, 2 in the morning turns in, 6 in the morning. I check my fucking Facebook Messenger. If they tell you when the last time I was on, how many hours ago? I see that. All gone, probably around 4 o'clock. Alright, so. Case point, I'm saying, put that right there. Now. Call it. I felt like, you know what I'm saying, it was part of my business. Infidelity wise, dude, I know. I got too. He's a bad dude. I like an asshole. That's what I'm trying to feel. Anyway, here's me up. Now, here's me up. He asked for money. That was his money. Asking for about, shit, I'll say $5. Yeah, but $5 left in the way. They don't come through. Get the money. Well, have it for me, you know what I'm saying? Or vice wise, I should say it like that. He's good. I don't feel he's good. He's good in two main departments that a motherfucker is good in the lifestyle that we live. He lives, we live, whatever. Okay, so he tells you that this cat, he's real neighborhood bound, you know what I'm saying? Stay close to the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying? The H city perimeter walls, whatever the fuck you want to call it, boundaries. Now, he tells me, look, where you coming from? Ask him. This is what I'm thinking, he needs gas. Telling me he's coming from fucking downtown. I ain't never known this motherfucker to be nowhere downtown. Now, it's back to like what I said about too many coincidences. Can't be a goddamn coincidence. Okay? Happens, just so happens, a couple days ago, or here recently, Lauren ass mentioned that she has a new friend downtown. Matter of fact, that lives across the street from where she go to class at, downtown campus. She goes there, I guess, in between classes and shit. She chills. They do what they do. What have you. Now, coincidence is not. I ain't never known Nina to be fucking downtown unless it's for legal reasons. And it just so happens that this nigga is downtown. Alright? I was coming from downtown, Chicken Web. That's where you been at. I ain't heard from her either. Pull up on me. Oh, okay. This guy is not a Newport or a menthol smoker whatsoever. He got his brand of cigarettes in his mouth. He's smoking on. And two lowly Newports. I just probably named about what? Three coincidences right there. Throughout this little session, this little snippet, little clip it, voice clip, whatever you want to call it. Cast clip. So it's like shit. And you know, I'm starting to get through or make through with all little shit that I know is obvious and evident. But one of the main things that I'ma have, like, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be a tough pill to swallow, big ass piece of meat to chew, is one of the biggest line issues that, I mean, really, you know, lit a fire under my ass that kind of got me going on this whole, let me take a look at some shit, train, and that she reassured me and assured me, you know what I'm saying, the one thing she would never do, if she ever did do anything that was foul, you know what I'm saying, would be that. Would be, you know what I'm saying, to mess with him. Well, alright.